The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
I got a confession. I'm going to love you today. I'm going to love you tomorrow. I'm going to love you next week and next month. I'm going to love you for the next couple of years. Love you, broski.
My goodness, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Chris DiMino. 11:03 on a Monday morning into the afternoon.
I'm in the new phase of my career.
Apparently.
Pay it forward phase of my career.
Apparently you really are.
I need to tell people how I feel a little bit more often.
And it's a very loving Chris DiMino with you. And we thank you for taking the time to listen. You can listen all the time. And because we love you, you can listen for free, including the Braves baseball via the Fan app.
50% off, that kind of stuff.
It's not 50% off, Buck. It's free, courtesy of Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And Beaver Direct is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You've got 680thefan.com, where you can watch us as well as watching us on the app.
Morning. I'm waving just in case.
Yeah, the cameras are in here, and they're operating. They're real cameras. Also, the X platform is up and running at Road Dog 680 at Matt Lear. At Chris DiMino, at Cellini, Nick, at 680 The Fan. It's tax day, April the 15th. What's your favorite song about paying? Paying, Chris.
I'm going to
And all that that implies.
All that implies. All right, so there must be a lot of leeway being taken, I'm assuming.
Probably.
Okay. All right, listen.
Isn't there always?
I'll hear as the show goes along. I'll think about it for a little bit. Not that much. I got a lot of other things. It's Monday.
It's hard to go against Tax Man by the Beatles.
Of course. Yeah, is there another song? I would have thought that would have been
That's why I didn't just
nine
go
out
with,
of ten answers.
Yeah, with taxing, but okay. Paying right. In general. Anyway, if you want to participate, the X platform is the place to be in that regard. Scotty Scheffler, sure.
What about don't pay, as in the ferryman?
Sure. I guess we can. There's a flip side of the coin. We can go in that
Let's
direction,
not play
too.
It, though, because it's an awful song.
Don't Pay the Ferryman by Krista Berg until he gets you to the other side. His bigger hit was Lady in Red.
Of course it was. Again,
I don't know why we're having this conversation.
You look at me like, let me just tell you something. Lady in Red, that's the same guy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you over there. Thank you.
Krista Berg looks a little bit like my friend Mario back home. But again, another story for another time that maybe we'll never tell again. Scotty Scheffler is a guy that's on an even keel, right? Scotty Scheffler is a guy that talks the talk and walks the walk. You saw it before, during, and after his Masters victory yesterday afternoon as he clinches it. Really, very little, if any, emotion with his caddy. Gets his caddy, and we'll talk about his caddy momentarily in a headlock. Lets him walk first.
I like that.
Celebrates with his family. But at Butler Cabin.
So you know what the problem is?
The talk was the top amateur, Neil Shipley, and what he was doing. Not necessarily the Masters champion.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he was doing. He was creeping me out. He's a young man. He's not a kid. If he was a 15-year-old amateur, I wouldn't say any of the things I'm going to say.
I don't think he's been on camera a lot. Apparently, he hasn't because he did it twice.
Yeah, he's been in his books.
Yeah.
The guy is majoring in something I don't even understand what the major is. Oh, you're in what? You're in finance? Oh, you're in business? Oh, you're in... I don't even know what the hell he's majoring in.
Yeah, it's tough to explain, but
he's going to play college golf today. He's going back to Ohio State today to play. Here's the problem for Scheffler, though. And I hope this never bites him. And I hope he has set a bar so high that, like, if he jaywalks, people are going to be like, oh, I can't believe that. Like, it's almost too good to be true. And that's problematic because he's still a young enough man where he's got to go through the rest of his life. The bar's too high. Like, you live in a world where your bar is kind of so low.
Oh, it's very low.
That you do anything that's sort of, I don't know, human. People give you credit.
Right. This guy cannot have, like you, he cannot have one misstep because he's labeled forever.
It feels like the bar is ridiculously high to go through that.
If it's the other way around, that's why I've set the bar low. If I'm nice to somebody one time, maybe he's not that bad of a guy. I'm always going to have the benefit of the doubt. You've set the bar so high that if you have one bad moment, there's no more bar. You can't recover.
Can I give you the analogy? The analogy is you get a three-strike strikeout. I'm on a one-strike strikeout. I'm in a one-pitch softball league for the rest of my life. And Scotty Scheffler, really, again, he's talking about stuff that, Now, he did sort of pull back a little bit as would he stay, would he not, with the baby thing. And it was certainly a cute little story. The real story was Saturday's golf, and I watched a lot of it on Saturday. Saturday's golf was not something you want for 4 days. It was interesting. It was challenging. I only need one day of that. Sunday was four guys topped the leaderboard, and then two holes later, you look around and you go, one guy's got a three-stroke lead. I have not in a John Deere Classic, not in a Pebble Beach, not in a Sammy Davis Jr. Open. I have never seen that happen, let alone happen on a Sunday at a major.
And Scottie Scheffler, his second green jacket in 3 years, and I know he only gets one green jacket. You know what we're talking about. If you want to be one of those golf snobs, we're not being literal in that regard. You get one jacket. I understand that.
Can I tell you what I think is going to happen after this baby is born? You do know. Now, I don't know if he's a social media guy or not. I have no idea if he has social media. You know, that, and not when the baby is initially born. They're not going to wipe the baby down in a green jacket. But once the baby's all cleaned up and once maybe they get the baby home, if you don't think that green jacket ain't going to be wrapped around that kid, you're crazy. He gets the jacket for a year. He gets to bring it home with him.
So like a blanket, a baby blanket, it'll be a green jacket blanket.
There is no doubt in my mind. Now, maybe they won't social media it, but forever in the Scheffler family, they're going to have that picture.
Ted Scott is the caddy of Scottie Scheffler. He let his caddy walk ahead of him as they walked off of the 18th green, which is not really something you see a lot of.
I got a cut later. You'll actually hear how it goes down and what an appreciation it was for the moment. Can I also tell you something else about Ted Scott? So Ted Scott won two Masters on Bubba's back. So he's got four titles now as a caddy. He has made, beside his $300,000 salary, from that seems to
which
be
I can't
number.
Even wrap my head around.
He's made $1.2 million in 35 days if he's getting the 10%. Now,
because in the past 35 days, Scheffler won the Arnold Palmer, the Players, and now the Masters.
Yes. Now, some people say, well, some guys aren't getting 10% anymore. I have a feeling on Scheffler's bag you're getting 10%. It just feels like a tithing of some sort.
Yeah, I agree with you.
When you let a guy walk in front of you, you know that you've treated him well and he's very happy with you. Here's the other thing. Do you know what caddies can do now? You know what caddies are allowed to do? I don't think at Augusta. I don't think I don't think you could start looking like that caddy jumper can't look like a NASCAR guy.
But you can wear advertisements on your jumper.
You could. I don't think at Augusta.
No, not at Augusta, because they made Justin Thomas take that vest off, so you can't wear those things there. Augusta's the exception to the rule.
But I think you can
now. He should
have
taken that thing off. Should never put that thing on. I don't know what that was that Justin Thomas had on.
No, I think you're getting it confused. It's so he's wearing a sweater vest thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't, I don't remember who it was. He did confirm though that it was busy. It was too busy for Augusta.
Way too busy. Whomever it was. I'm sorry if I'm getting my golfers mixed up.
The thing is though, that you can, as a golfer now, sell a little space on you. You can sell a little space on you. So some people are saying, well, they might not get 10% anymore. I have a feeling Scottie Scheffler is giving this guy 10%.
It sure seems like when you look at who he is, Scottie Scheffler, that would be the case. Maybe even more than that.
Is he too good to be true? Do we need to do this now?
It really seems that way.
I don't want to do this, especially in the pay it forward part of my career. But
I mean, he said, I can't wait to get back home. He kept saying that over and over and over again. And I believed him. And here is Scheffler on winning another Masters.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought my stroke average, my putting average down on 18. That was nice. Down to, you know, five strokes and 2.5 is my average. So that's not bad. No, it's hard to put into words how special this is. It's been a long week, a grind of a week. The golf course was so challenging. And to be sitting here wearing this jacket again and getting to take it home is extremely special.
So they're in Butler Cabin. John Rahm, last year's victor, puts the green jacket on. It looked like that was the last place he wanted to be. Fred Ridley is trying to have a conversation with Scottie Scheffler, who clearly is giving short answers because he wants to go home. Jim Nance is trying to wax poetic. And then you got Neil Shipley, the top amateur, in there looking consistently out of the corner of his eye at something to his right.
Well,
Nobody's really sure what it was.
Oh, no.
Now we know?
I knew. As I'm watching it, look, we've got a cut. Adam, you can find it in a little bit. I don't know if we have it yet. I sent it over. It's ready to go. He was also asked a question at his own press conference. This is all related. I'll give you all the answers in a little bit.
He was on the course. He was doing an interview on the course, and he kept looking out of the corner of his eye.
Listen, he's a meme, and maybe he's okay with that. Maybe he won't even know. He might not be on social media. He's studying. He's busy. He's got to play college golf. Do you have the cut with a note? All right, let me set this up then. What you have to understand is that this kid, this might be the only time he ever plays at Augusta. It really could be. Like, oh, no, no, what do you mean? He said, it doesn't matter.
And he played in the final round with Tiger Woods.
Yes. And instead of using a local caddy, he brought a buddy of his, a kid he played high school golf with. It's all great. That kid gets to meet Tiger. Shipley gets to meet Tiger. Let me give you one more before we get started. You want to know the difference in Tiger Woods and this kid, other than their net worth? Tiger just played his 100th round. They played together on the kid's fourth round. Tiger Woods spent an hour and a half getting loose. This kid went to Waffle House and had an all-star breakfast, and they taped the whole thing.
It's nice to be young.
Okay, so what you need to understand is you don't want to say anything. Front nine, back nine. Nope, it's first and second. Golf fans, nope, they're patrons. You got to get it all right.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is so nervous he's going to do something wrong. When this question is asked, this eye darting, he's looking at a member because he knows that I'm nervous about saying something wrong.
And he's never been on camera, obviously, because everything you do in that situation when there's one camera on you is exaggerated. Everybody notices little things like that.
That wasn't a little thing. He creeped me out.
I think he thought it was a little thing.
He creeped me out. So here's the question, and I'm going to tell you what I think happens here.
I saw on one fairway, on a fairway, he wrote something and handed you a note. What was that about? Did you?
No, he didn't.
No, I thought he wrote something and handed you a piece of paper.
No, it didn't happen.
Okay.
All right. He is looking over to his right. There's a guy in a green jacket. There's somebody who's a member.
So is he afraid this guy's going to take him away if he answers the question the wrong way? Sir.
Do you understand what the rules are? They can ban you there. Now, this kid is crapping himself. Ask me what I think might have happened.
What do you think might have happened, Chris?
He might have gotten an autograph from Tiger Woods.
Which is understandable, but he can't say that. He's afraid to say it.
Of course he can't say that. So he looks over at Joe Green jacket. Probably some guy with white hair, like a 60-plus-year-old guy.
Who's telling him to keep quiet, the universal signal?
Oh, they don't tell you. No. You got to figure this one out. That guy isn't helping him. He's looking for an answer.
He can't
no
help.
No doubt. This kid is...
You're banned and you're banned for trying to help him.
This kid is desperate for an answer that he's not
going to get. No, it didn't happen.
I don't know why he would get an autograph in the middle of a round, though. That seems like you could have waited till the end of the round. And look, Tiger has a history of handing items to other players that he's playing with.
This kid is crapping himself. Don't you understand? He's afraid that he's going to be told, I don't care if you're the low amateur again, if you win this or that. No, you don't get to come back.
I get what you're saying, Adam, but he was probably so starstruck. I mean, Tiger, you're right, will do things. You saw him shaking the hand of Vern Lundquist, who was there at 16, which looked very awkward from that camera angle.
Well, it would have been more awkward if he climbed a tower to get to him. It was a good thing that Vern was on the ground.
You just saw this hand come out from a tree.
Yeah, you didn't see Vern. You just saw the hand. It was like a cartoon.
Well, I'll tell you who was sort of like the Grim Reaper of golf was Greg Norman. He's skulking around in that course.
Well, I'm a patron.
I got a story about him coming up later,
too. My master's badge. I'm a fan like everybody else.
Because they didn't give him one. His son wanted you to know. They didn't give Greg one. And for everybody who thought, well, why wouldn't they give him? He's won the Masters. No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
If he had won the Masters, he could have been playing.
So let's jump ahead to Tiger. We know he made the cut, and maybe that was his goal when all was said and done. Had to play 23 holes on Friday, then shoots an 82. The worst ever. 10 over 82 in the third round. Highest round in any major championship during his career.
Well, then let's not talk about it. Let's throw it out. Like, again, the Olympic judging. I throw out the best score. I throw out the low score. It never happened.
I'm going to be sports talk, Joe. It's over for Tiger Woods.
I think I can get one more.
No, you can't. It's over because you can't play. You're like Fred Couples now. You can't string together four consecutive rounds at Augusta.
He can't walk it off.
No.
He said he had a bad warm-up on Saturday, and it really cost him. So there was a conversation, and I watched on Saturday. Let me just give you this. If you're looking at a guy's walk, how he walks, and you're trying to figure out what hurts, what doesn't, you can walk perfectly normal. As a matter of fact, you'll probably have better posture if your back is hurting. It's his back. His back is hurting. But people are looking at the walk going, well, he's walking fine. You have to walk straighter with better posture.
When you have a bad lower back or back that's bad in any section.
When your walk is funny, it's your leg. He doesn't even have, I don't think, a leg problem. He's got back problems. He said he couldn't warm up.
And that's what Nota Begay told us. His lower back is the biggest concern.
And when people were saying, oh, look, he looks great. He physically looks great. Oh, he's walking great. That would mean, no, there's going to be a moment in a four-day tournament where he can't he can't bend over and pick up his own tee.
I agree. Now, if you golf good, bad, bad back, good back, 680's green card is now available. How many do we have left, Road Dog, at last check? Less than 50 are left.
It is very limited.
Yes, it is, Bob. Very limited indeed. Six rounds of golf with a cart plus a $25 Fire Maker Brewing Company gift card. Again, $249. It's a value of over $600. Cherokee Run, Bears Best, Heritage Golf, Collins Hill, Sequoia National, Wolf Creek as well. Get them while they last. We're at about 50 right now. Put out 200 overall. They're going fast. 680thefan.com is the place to go.
I think you're supposed to mention it. When they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, there's no coming back.
We have broke the printing press.
Because, Domino, people have tried to call you because, again, you're one of those guys that has set the bar high. Nobody asked me for anything because they know I'm going to ignore them.
Uh-huh.
But once they're gone, even Domino can't help you.
I can't. Listen, they're literally a limited run of 200. Once they kaput, they're gone. I will say this. It's a couple of pretty good golf courses. I don't know much. Heritage is a pretty good golf course.
It is stunning.
Okay. I wouldn't have used that word, Bob, but okay. It's stunning.
And you get to experience that and more for $249. Vern Lundquist called, as we said, his 40th and final Masters, and here he is talking about the Augusta experience.
This is such a special place, and I've had so many great moments here. I love everything about this event. It's my favorite golf course ever. And again, just a lot of memories.
Now, here's a guy that called Christian Laettner's shot, the miracle shot,
correct,
against Kentucky in 92. He called the kick six.
No, I know where you're going with this.
For Auburn, mm-hmm, when they beat Alabama. Mm-hmm. And he says his top two calls are legendary as well. The yes, sir, for Jack, mm-hmm, in the 86 Masters on 17. And the other one, Tiger, when that ball sits on the lip. In your life! And so on and so forth. I don't want to cheapen the legacy of Vern Lundquist in 05. So here's a guy that's called a lot. And fitting tribute that I think Jim Nantz paid to him on 16. He got to call one last birdie from Scottie Scheffler that pretty much iced the Masters for him yesterday, and then Jim Nantz put forth the tribute after that.
Yeah. Don't ask me about Jim Nantz later, because I'm going to have to play something else too. So we'll get to him later on. Very good for Vern. I watched the sit-down with him where he talked about the beginning of his career. He was on radio, like a lot of these guys. Then he got asked to do TV. You know what he said gave him his biggest break? Tex Ram. Put him on Cowboys games. He said, Tex Ram is the reason that I have any kind of career. And then they heard him doing that, and they put him on some golf. And he was on a trial run. They just said, let's see how this goes. And he gets Augusta as part of his trial run. He said, if I crap my pants at that point, I'm probably not doing it again. Well, he did it till he was 84 years old.
And you saw the tributes coming in, including Tiger shaking his hand there on the course. The 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. FinleyRoofing.com. The Bongos mean headlines. And let's tell you what's coming up on the program. Going to be a late Wednesday night for the Hawks and their fans. We explain that at 11:50. With the draft 10 days away, it's looking more and more like the Falcons know who their selection is going to be. As we dive inside the NFL, we'll talk about that a little past noon. And Carson Beck is given a rare opportunity at Saturday's G-Day game. We'll cover that around 12:20. When we come back, Spencer Strider is done for the year, but I hate to ask this, Domino, because I know it's going to disappoint you.
Uh-oh.
Is there a silver lining? That story next here on your home of the Braves in Houston tonight to take on the Astros. You can hear that first pitch at 8:10. The Ford Leadoff Show comes your way at 6:55. Like we said, it's the home of the Braves. Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Runners go, 0-2, swung on and a fly ball, deep left field, carrying back, Chisholm to the wall, and it's gone! It's a home run! He did it again! And he sucks the air right out of this Miami crowd, and the Braves fans are going crazy down the first base line. He is the mayor of Miami.
Like a fever dream right now. 11:30 on a Monday morning into the afternoon. It's Chiellini and Domino. Ben Ingram, the sultry tones yesterday. Marcell Ozuna wins it for the Braves. They're in Houston tonight, 8:10 first pitch. We'll talk more about that series in just a few minutes. It's also tax day, so it's the X Platform question of the day. Your favorite song about paying, or as you said, Domino, perhaps not paying, and this is Don't Pay the Ferryman.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's awful.
We are here and coming back. Well, this is your fault. You brought it up.
I know. Right. It's also Jackie Robinson Day around baseball.
Very much so. Everybody is going to wear 42 tonight. It's the anniversary of Jackie Robinson back in 1947 becoming the first African-American player to play Major League Baseball. Braves fans all over Georgia can now participate in and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. It's all presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. Jackpot's going to be open during the home and road series, and you get a chance to take home 50% of the total jackpot. Now, you got to enter in person at Truist Park, or you can do it online. But if you're going to do it online, you have to be physically located in the state of Georgia. You can check out the MLB ballpark app or go to braves.com/5050 to find out more information. We're going to talk more about what a difference one single year makes for the Big Bear, Marcell Ozuna, in just a few minutes. Some housekeeping. I mentioned that Justin Thomas was wearing the ugly vest. Yeah. No, it was Jason Day.
Jason Day.
Thank you for that correction via the X platform.
And he confirmed. I think the word busy was the word that was used.
Yeah, why don't you just have one of those shirts on that says, Frankie, say relax. If you get it, you get it.
I would actually.
That's what that vest looked like.
I would actually have the fake abs t-shirt on. That's what I would do. I would go with the bare-chested fake abs t-shirt.
Or the tuxedo t-shirt. You know, you get the picture. That's not going to happen at Augusta. He's lucky he got to wear those parachute pants. And I probably would guess that that's what Augusta National told him. You're lucky you wore those pants. We didn't pants you right on the course and humiliate you earlier in this tournament.
Well, you went back to that well.
And now you're really pushing the envelope, boy.
Yeah. Zubaz are going to be next, by the way. I'd wear Zubaz and one of them fake ab t-shirts.
So Spencer Strider had internal brace surgery on Friday. The Braves are calling it a procedure, which is the same thing. Dr. Keith Meister there in Texas performed the surgery, going to miss the remainder of the 24 season. And Domino, you hit the nail on the head. You said by the time this announcement is made, most likely Spencer Strider will have had the surgery already.
No, no, no. Not just the surgery. Successful surgery.
Right.
And how would you know? I keep asking again. If successful means that there's not an iPod in there. There's not a scalpel in there. Okay, good. Somebody sent me a video of this version of, they want to use the word procedure. I also told you it was going to be tricky on the verbiage of this whole thing.
So this means,
it doesn't mean he's got less time out.
Well, they're saying,
go ahead.
Recovery, yeah. If everything works out the way
right.
It can. Best case scenario.
Ding, ding, ding.
Recovery from internal brace surgery is typically about 12 months for pitchers compared to 14 to 16 months for most who have the complete Tommy John surgery. Because I guess the thinking is if you get the brace, you only have a partially torn UCL.
Right. I don't even know if they want to use the word torn.
I don't know either.
So, but if somebody sent me the video, it was interesting to watch. Thank you very much to the gentleman that did it. At the end of the day, here's what I know. If you throw 100 miles an hour, you don't want to have to meet a doctor who knows how to do this. Now, they're all eventually going to meet him. I mean, I keep telling you, this Mason Miller out in Oakland, he did it again, and everybody's applauding. Woo! Guy hit 101. Six pitches in a row. See you on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever day it is, because the bill is going to come due. It just, I have a list of the guys who are out.
Well, it's amazing.
Right now. Did you see this list?
Yeah. Jason Stark wrote a long-form article. He was one of many that touched on it over the weekend.
But there's a check. There's a checklist of guys who average the top 10 miles per hour average guys, and I think seven of them are shelved. As we sit and breathe right here, I think seven of those guys have X's next to their
name.
So
of the six men who lead all active pitchers in career ERA, WHIP, and wins above replacement, five of them are on the injured list at the moment.
And then there's a miles per hour upper echelon guys, and I think seven of the 10 now have an X next to their name, which means they're not going to be pitching this week.
And it's not a coincidence. It is now a trend. Of the 10 active pitchers who have won a Cy Young Award, 8 are currently hurt.
Oh, that's 8 now. Okay.
Of the 5 active starters who have won multiple Cy Youngs, all of them are hurt except for Blake Snell, who got tattooed over the weekend.
Yeah, he might be hurt the way he threw the other day. Might be looking to get out from under that one-year money deal. We'll see. But, yeah, so you're going to try to convince me that there might be some good news in this? I was listening.
The only good news I can come up with is if everything, again, works out the way it could, best case scenario, he's going to be back sooner than if he had the full Tommy John. That's it. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. I wouldn't. It seems like a stretch. Nothing feels good about this. Nothing feels good about
it. And so the conga line will continue tonight. Darius Vines is going to make his season debut in Houston. Spencer Arrigetti, is going to pitch for the Astros.
They got problems right now.
I don't know who this guy is, but I hope he doesn't pitch well tonight. I'm rooting for him, aside from tonight.
I'm not sure he is who you think he is, though. I don't really know. I don't know what you think he is. I know you seem overly excited.
I'm thinking, you know, when he takes the mound to warm up,
Do you expect he's coming out with a sauce stain on his jersey?
Maybe.
Like, you got to be, maybe that's part of the NIL. NIL should come to the major leagues.
Yeah.
You get to have one thing on you that you get paid for.
But back to Darius Vines, he hasn't pitched since, I think, April 5th
of last year.
Earlier this April. So they moved him up. They didn't want him to wait too long before pitching. I guess they figure one day can make a big difference. So they're going to move back Reynaldo Lopez to Tuesday, and Max Fried is going to pitch that day game on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
So what are we supposed to make? Chris Sale had 2 walks the other day, very non-veteran-like. He should have been mad at himself. No room to place a guy. Boom, next thing you know, it's 3 runs. That wasn't good. He went into the 7th inning, which is good, but he had a couple of bad moments. What the hell are you doing walking 2 guys at the bottom of the
line? I don't know, but you are inviting trouble, and certainly in that 5th inning, that's what he did.
And what about
Charlie
Morton?
Well, let's get to Charlie Morton before we talk about Marcelo Zuna. But before we talk about Charlie Morton and Marcelo Zuna, Chris Sale, after the game, talked about him pitching those 2 extra innings. He said, when you're horse blank, let's put it that way, at least I can save the bullpen a little bit. So in that regard, he was a good teammate. I'm going to go out there and throw over 100 pitches, and he did.
Yeah, veteran of him. You can't walk 2 guys at the bottom of the lineup, though, and not have any room to put somebody. So then you might have to flip one that you don't necessarily want to flip, but you have to at that point.
So before we get to Charlie Morton, we know you heard Ben Ingram with the call there yesterday afternoon. Down to their final strike, Ozuna launches that 3-run shot, and he talks about remembering what Tanner Scott, the closer of the Marlins, threw to him the day before.
Yesterday, he threw the same sequence on the pitch. So he threw me slider corner away, and then slider inside, and then slider down. I broke in my back, and double play. So today, I say, like, okay, you're going to play back. I tell before they're about to Orso. I said to Orso, hey, Orso, you're going to play back. Because you're not going to do the same thing like yesterday.
So he knew exactly what he was going to throw him when he swings out of his shoes for the 0-2 count.
Well, almost hit his toes.
And misses. He walks around a little bit.
Yeah.
Calls timeout.
Uh-huh.
Collects his thoughts.
Yep.
And the home run that he hit, as you said, was at about his ankles, maybe even lower than that.
A little lower, I think.
He golfed it out of the park into left center field.
It was this close. How close are my fingers?
Very close together.
It was this close to cricket. That's what it almost was, a cricket home run. Here's the other thing. He talked about it. There was another cut. He talked about confidence.
Yeah, we're going to play it in a second.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because last year at this time, he was 5-for-59 when the Marlins were awaiting the Braves.
Really?
So he loves Miami. He says it's his hometown. And from May 2nd of last season, when that series began, through play yesterday, 39 home runs, 3rd in baseball over that span, a 300 hitter over that stretch. So everything seems to go right for Marcelo Zuna in Miami.
Yeah, he might be a $16 million player next year, which would be a pay cut.
By the way, those numbers, your WellStar Well Stats of the day at WellStar, our patients are the center of everything we do, nationally ranked and locally recognized for our high-quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. One of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Visit WellStar.org today. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care. Here's Marcelo Zuna on the difference from last year to this year.
Confidence. So when you got your confidence, everything going to see well, and then you can hit better. if you don't have no confidence, you're going to be like struggling. Like at the first month of the year, last year, I have all the thing in my head. But right now, I know how I have my mind clear, and then I can do whatever God give me to do.
And look, a lot of it's self-imposed, but if you can climb out of that hole on the field and off the field that Ozuna found himself in, and boy, has he climbed out of that hole so far this year, I guess anything's possible.
It's not my fault.
I'll also tell you that there was probably a moment in August last year where he didn't have a chance. He was dragging his rear end and his bat into the box, and he's just telling you that he had a bad stretch. The good news, he backed out of it, and then he had a bad June, which, again, maybe his confidence, maybe it's a little bit of a roller coaster, but it's certainly been good since that second slump in June. It's been really good since that second slump.
And the Braves hit two home runs in that victory yesterday. Adam Duvall hit the other one. All season, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount, is what they're calling it, on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only. So that means today at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the discounts are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Brave. So let's get to Charlie Morton. Two starts in a row now, he's not looking like a $20 million man. And I understand it's early, but I'm telling you this, the situation, as we know, when you look at the starters thus far, what the Braves have done with these comeback wins with their starters struggling, this cannot be sustained. I don't care how good your lineup is. Your starters have to give you quality innings or else you're going to burn out this bullpen.
Perfume on a turd. Because it's been a few times we've come in and talked about a comeback. We've come in and talked about the offense bailing them out. That bullpen in Miami is not very good. They were good on Saturday. They weren't very good yesterday. That's probably going to be more their norm. But to not mention what Charlie Morton hasn't done, and again, we talk about walks. We talk about giving up a home run. It's eight strikeouts. This is a Charlie Morton start. Eight strikeouts is an incredible number at 40 years old. He can make you look bad, but he also gives up a fatty. He'll also walk a guy. Might hit a guy in the back foot. There are certain things that are going to happen where he has traffic. And while he is still a strikeout guy, I don't want him having to strike out two guys because there's runners on second and third. I don't want him having to do that because I'm not really sure that's the way it works for him.
And again, I'll repeat myself. It's early, but you're talking about now crooked numbers the Braves put up to give Charlie Morton a big lead in back-to-back starts.
I think it's nine runs they've scored for him in his last two starts.
Against the Mets, he had a 4-0 lead. And correct me if I'm wrong, he had a 4-0 lead yesterday against the Marlins as well, and he more than gave it back. Right now, this can't be happening because, like I said, you can't sustain success this way. I don't care how good this lineup is. You can't outslug everybody night in, night out. It's Major League Baseball.
Ask me what I'm most afraid of with this team.
What are you most afraid of, Chris?
I'm most afraid that this bullpen might get worked to the bejesus. There might be, you know, by the middle of September, there is a good chance this bullpen is going to be, when I say overworked, I think overworked sounds a little too simplistic. Their tongues might be on the ground.
They'll be dead by May.
And look, you're in Houston tonight, and we know what they can do, what that lineup's all about, and you got a young pitcher on the mound, and the odds are...
Oh, he has to eat it if it goes bad.
Yeah, the odds are if he struggles, he like Alan Winans the other day against the Mets, he's got to stay out there.
Yes, he does. I've got to find a way to save some innings as it goes along. It would be nice and easy to just say, hey, let's go seven as starters. I'm not really sure a lot of that is going to be happening this year. I'm most nervous about this team right now. I know the rotations, I'm not panicked, but I certainly understand it feels like a thing right now. But I think the problem is the long-term effect of that is this bullpen, there might be a lot of guys with an arm that could basically touch their own ankle.
Well, I mean, much like the conga line for the starters thus far, you may have that conga line for the bullpen as well, because like we said, you got to save arms and you can only go through this so many times. The 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Finley Roofing. Also, according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today, Major League Baseball is expected to quickly interview and clear Shohei Ohtani of any wrongdoing once the federal government's investigation is complete. Move along. Nothing to see here. Now,
excuse me, state your name. Shohei Ohtani. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. This case is closed.
During the investigation, there's, you know, wiretapping there's quotations and there's all of the evidence of what exactly happened. And on March the 20th of 2024, this is the one that stands out. Mizuhara, the interpreter, messaged who they're calling the government, Bookmaker One, stating, have you seen the reports? Bookmaker One responded, yes, but it's all blankety blank. Obviously, you didn't steal from him. I understand it's a cover job. I totally get it. Ipe Mizuhara then responded to Bookmaker One with, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me. What does technically mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't realize he had that much time to go to law school while all of this interpreting was going on.
Either you stole from him or you didn't. There's nothing technically here to speak of.
When he has to plead, we'll know. Baseball wants nothing to do with this. It's amazing to me that in a world where there are trash diggers, there are people trying to find a smoking gun. Literally, their life's work now is to find that Ohtani did something he's not supposed to do, that baseball wants to end this thing. How about you just say this? We're looking into it.
Do your clients plead?
I'm still not buying what everybody's trying to
clean.
Sell.
It's too clean. It's all too clean. You know bookmakers. I know bookmakers. What does a bookmaker know about technically? Like the bookmaker number one is supposed to go, oh, well, let me quote a case from 1928. Did you do this or did you not? These are two idiots, literally two idiots texting and calling each other. That I'm supposed to believe now.
Hey, look, I know. You know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know. This guy knows everything you're doing, right? That's how the conversation went.
Listen, baseball so wants this to not be a thing.
Of course.
Maybe it isn't, but maybe it is.
It again, like you said, is way too easy.
Hey, Mark, what's that in your locker there? Yeah, nothing.
This isn't an episode of Billions on Showtime. This isn't an episode of Law and Order where everything is wrapped up in 60 minutes.
Yeah. 46 minutes.
County commercials.
46 minutes.
46 minutes. Get ready to stay up late, Hawks fans. Your NBA Minute is next. It's Cellini. It's Domino. It's the Fan.
We're giving them a full minute for a playing game?
Well, technically.
On Wednesday?
Technically a minute. You know.
Okay.
It's open to interpretation. We'll cover it next here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Tax day is here. Your favorite song about paying or maybe not paying. That's the X-Platform question of the day. Want to introduce the 680 The Fan girl. She's our brand new social media sports content director. Tailored to the ladies. That's what she's all about. A little less X's and O's and more lifestyle-driven sports content. The 680 The Fan girl pages curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan girl today. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. The Falcons have apparently zeroed in on their man. We'll talk some NFL a little past the top of the hour, but in the final game of the regular season, the Hawks did what they do best, played no defense as they fell to the Pacers 157-115. Now, don't at me. Please don't at me. All I'm going to say is this. Trae Young comes back, and all of a sudden they stop playing defense. Not that they were ever really stoppers, but remember, they went through a stretch where they actually tried to play defense.
Seems that way.
He comes back, and they allow a season-high 49 first-quarter points, 86 points in the first half. Now, again, I know the game doesn't mean anything, but at least put forth somewhat of an effort. At least pretend like you care a little bit.
There was a lot of not pretending to care all around the NBA yesterday. I got a guy missing a free throw.
Two of them.
I got the Milwaukee Bucks just going, oh, the hell with this. Why are we trying to win this game? Yeah, there were a lot of things going on.
So as a result, everything shaked out this way. The Hawks will face the Bulls Wednesday at 9:30, now that the final five spots in the conference have been decided. So, Domino, it's going to be a late night for of the Hawks fans out there.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. Look, I'm curious. There's not going to be much else going on. A Braves game will be on. You watch the Hawks game for a little bit, and you see if they live another day. And then if they don't, if it's over Wednesday night, whatever time it is, close
we
to
slam
midnight,
the door shut. There's no more NBA minute.
Well, then what happens is the only thing that becomes interesting is not the rumors, not the fake stuff that's going to be coming out. It's when something is actually done.
And something will actually be done once the season ends.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
And when we say something will actually be done, we mean either Trey or DeJounte Murray is going to be traded.
Yeah, exactly. I don't believe they're selling the team. I don't believe they're moving to Salt Lake City.
Just in case anybody's wondering.
I don't know if any of those things are happening. But again, we can put it aside and not talk about the almost day-to-day wins and losses. Okay, that's done. I do want to say something about Tiger Woods' Friday round. He was four strokes better than the average on Friday. Now, it fell apart on Saturday. It really fell apart on Sunday. I get all that. But that was a master's class in how you actually play a golf course. If you were ever going to just say, let me watch Tiger Friday at Augusta because he knows the course. I think he was 97 rounds in at that point in his career. So he knew the course. I do want to say it wasn't without a couple of good moments, which was a round on Friday for Tiger Woods. The problem, again, as we said, it's going to be four rounds. Whether it's mental concentration, whether it's the physical, whether he just can't practice, get his physicality up to the level he needs to be. Friday was an incredible mental round day.
It's like, if I may make this analogy, an older guy going into the gym, some days you're going to feel really good, and some days, no matter what you do to prepare, some days you're going to feel really bad. That's where Tiger is right now.
It just got so bad on Saturday and especially Sunday that we're going to forget he had a really incredible round on Friday. All right, that's gone. You know why Jackie Robinson actually has two plaques in the Hall of Fame?
I don't.
The first one, his original one in the early 60s, said nothing about him integrating the game. So they put another, and that's the way he wanted it. It was supposed to be about baseball. They made it about baseball. They did put another one after that, though, that actually talked about him, what he had to deal with integrating the game. It had all the statistics, but there were two plaques in the
Today is Jackie Robinson Day. It's the anniversary of him integrating baseball in 1947, so everybody will wear 42 tonight.
You know how much you got paid if you missed the cut at Augusta? Like, what was your check? Everybody gets a check.
$100 million.
It's kind of a... You know you're going to get it when you show up, but you do get it when you leave.
So how it's an appearance fee almost if you don't make the cut.
Yeah, what do you think it is at Augusta if you miss the cut?
$120,000.
$10,000. Yeah, you're terrible at this game.
I'm the worst.
Terrible at this game. But yeah, it's $10,000. It's like an appearance fee. You're right. And on Friday afternoon, I don't know if you get a check, if you get cash, if they need a code of some sort to send it to an account, but you get $10,000 for showing up. All right, Mark Pope, new Kentucky head coach. A lot of people said, my God, he's our ninth choice. He had a pretty good weekend because he drove in on a bus. He had his 1996 NCAA championship trophy with him.
So the 96 team, they did the same thing, right? They drove into Rupp Arena in a bus when they won the national title. They had the press conference there in the arena yesterday.
Calipari's team was the one that when Calipari came in on the bus, that's when he got the Conquerors.
It looked like they were hanging from the rafters in there.
It was full, and here's Mark Pope. You want to know what he did? He had that moment that we talk about sometimes that the president has during the State of the Union address.
When this call me and talk to me about being the head coach here at Kentucky, I understand the assignment. We are here to win.
Do you know what happened? They tried to give him a fake jersey to hold up. He breaks out his jersey from 1996, and he starts talking because there's bloodiness, there's sweatiness, there's everything I got in this. So people were getting up and down like the president's speech at the State of the Union. Like, do I stand up again? Yeah! Full house. So that's called
on
winning.
On Sunday afternoon.
That's
full
called
house.
Winning the press conference.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do, but that's called winning the press conference. He, at one point, we are shepherds. And in case you don't know, one of his teammates' kid is there who might enter the transfer portal. They're hoping he doesn't. Reed Shepard, really good player. He threw that in there, and a couple of people picked up on it. Doesn't matter. But that was he won the press conference. Hasn't won a game for them yet. He won the press conference. All right, last one. Here's what was happening at the end of the Masters when Jim Nance, again, he had over an hour. There were four guys tied, and I thought I was going to get an incredible finish. Three guys dump away. Kaplunk, kaplunk, and then into the bushes. That's what happened.
Yeah, Max Lowe was shot.
One guy in the water. One guy skips it into something. Now, somebody said, aren't those weeds? I said, not at Augusta. They are not, sir.
Have you ever had your baseball go into somebody's bushes in their yard that are sharp?
And it's gone.
And you just, there's no way to get it. That's what happened to Max Homa on 13 yesterday.
He had a bad bounce, bad skid.
I can't get that thing.
Water, water, and a weed. That's not a weed. Don't get mad at me. But that's what somebody asked me, is that a weed? I said, not at Augusta. There are no weeds at Augusta. Here's Jim Nantz with his call.
The father-to-be is the champion of today. 27 years old, and could life be any sweeter? There's a song once, Paul Anka. These are the times of your life. Do you remember?
I mean, there wasn't a guy playing on Sunday. There might not have been three caddies who were around when this song came out in 1975. He had an hour. It was done. Like, once those three guys kaplunked and into the weeds, that's what he comes up with, the times of your life.
He should have performed the opening lyrics to this, Jim Nantz. I mean, if you're going to go all in. Good morning, yesterday. You wake up. Time has slipped away. And suddenly you look to find the memories you left behind. Remember. Do you remember the times of your life?
Guy's 27. He remembers everything of his life. He remembers everything. He's 27. I don't even know what was happening here. I'm watching my TV going, this is it?
On a completely unrelated note, we got to get this guy on the show. He's one of the last great storytellers that has connections to old, old school Vegas.
I listened to three different podcasts of Paul Anka. He's a gangster. That's what he is. He's the last gangster.
And when I'm that age, I hope to God
he's a Canadian
like
gangster.
I know.
No, he is. He's had work done, but you know what he's done? He's done it subtly.
That's right. I like Tiger Woods. I'll allege.
Tiger, what's going on?
Tiger looks surprised.
I hurt every day.
He's got to shave his head.
Well, he got his eyes fixed.
I know, but he's got to shave his head.
Fairly obvious. When you're a guy and you get your eyes fixed, you got to be careful.
He's got to shave his head. He kept pulling that hat off, and I'm assuming he's seeing the pictures today, right?
He's starting to look like Ron Washington.
While not untrue, totally uncalled for.
Not untrue, but completely unnecessary. Have the Falcons decided on their first-round pick? Some NFL talk comes your way next here on Chernini and
Domino.
Know
this. He was going to go with a Neil Sedaka reference before he settled on Paul Anka.
And, of course, he flipped the coin, and it came up Anka. Anyway, we'll talk some NFL when we come back. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.